So go ahead and start to settle your awareness onto your posture. And why not just start right from the beginning with the conviction that wherever you settle your awareness is going to kind of dwell continuously there. Think of your attention as something quite heavy. If you settle it on your body, it will more or less stay there on its own. And you kind of push it around like a big boulder. So start with the body and how the body is situated in this moment. And do so in such a way that doesn't put you in conflict with anything else that's coming up in the mind. Any thoughts or feelings or images that are going in other directions. They can just be thought of as kind of a part of what it's like to be aware of the body right now. If there's anything you need to do to like to do bodily, any way you need to situate yourself, anything you'd like to adjust, now's the time to do it. Anything that would help you to feel like now I'm ready for meditation. And we will kind of bring our attention to the breathing without narrowing down, without collapsing the attention onto any specific sensation of the breath. So you're going to stay with the whole body here. But you're going to just say to yourself on the in-breath, the word in, and on the out-breath, the word out. And all you need is to be confident that those words correspond to some part of this big field of experience, not fussing too much about where that part is. So, in terms of space, the field of awareness is at least body sized. In terms of time, it is as long as an in and out breath. And it is non-departing. It is big and heavy like a boulder. And if there's an aspect of the mind that's narrow, that's zipping around, you can think of it as like an ant on that boulder. So the kind of conceptual proliferation part of the mind, the part that narrows down on things, that grabs a hold of chains of thought. Let's see if you can avoid thinking of it as something to oppose. But when you say to yourself in and you say to yourself out, you recall this big thing, this field of bodily experience. Take a minute to explore and to appreciate how little trouble awareness has with the plurality of the body. How unimportant it is that the body is composed of many pieces. When you have awareness of the whole body, it's just all of us. It's a curious thing, but it's a fact. It doesn't require, it's not a strain on attention or something like, oh, now I have to be aware of both my hands and my feet. And it's like, no, it's just this. So this is going to be a meditation on the mind. And we'll use the awareness of the body as a jumping off point. So when you practice awareness of the body, you may have a concept of how big your awareness is, of the limits of your awareness, because it's only body sized, right? Now see if you can continue this awareness and include the awareness of that delimitation of awareness. That's something that's happening in the mind, we can say. See if you can continue by seeing sizedness as it is, as something that your mind is furnishing. And another way of saying this is that is a way to get in touch with what the mind is like. The mind is not, it doesn't have a size. It isn't a certain big or small or anything like that. And the same thing with awareness, with where things are relative to one another, with where your body is relative to your environment. Just extend this awareness of the body to include that, as part of the stream of present moment experience, because it surely is. Because as we transition into the awareness of the mind, I think it's nice to be open to the idea that what we could say, mental formations might not be that easy to locate with our bodily intuition. The word size might not be applicable to them. So we're going to continue with this awareness, this big, broad, open awareness that is non-departing from the field of the experience of the body or the rhythm of the breath, but totally open to what we could call the experience of the mind, whatever is happening. And not really fussing too much about locating those phenomena and relating them to the bodily field of experience, et cetera, et cetera. And we are not naming. If you'd like to name, you can, I'd suggest naming once. If you practice noting meditation, if you see something, like a confusion. You can name it once, or frustration, or anxiety, or joy, or whatever. Name it once. But the emphasis is more on returning to a big, broad field of awareness. And the words are still the same, it's just in, out. And see if you can make sure that you are kind of have half an eye open, so to speak, to the aspects of experience, the aspects of having a mind that don't really have an emotional tone. Things like clarity, openness. Everything about what it's like now. And some things will change as they get awareness, and some things won't. And there's no agenda here to modify anything really, so that's all good. Go ahead and see if there's any place, any part of the present moment. This might sound strange, that it seems like you are outside of, or that it's hard to get into. This is a kind of a spatial idea of awareness, but it can come up. So it's like, oh. My left shoulder, it's hard for me to be aware of what's happening in my left shoulder or whatever. Something like that. And this is a way to become aware of something that's in the mind as well, which is divisions, like ideas about dividing up present moment experience, ideas about inside and outside. And we're not doing anything with them right now, but it's kind of can be kind of interesting, something to be aware of. How could my mind have trouble getting access to my mind? The idea is broad, undivided awareness of the mind. And we're going to gladden the mind. And so I'll just give you a word and you can say it on the in and the out breath, and you're going to just get in touch with that thing directly and see what it does. Why don't we choose the word love to start with? Faith. Go ahead and get in touch with faith in such a way that does not narrow the mind down any more than it is at the moment. And in such a way that does not enter into any debates about the nature of faith. Just the energy. Whatever that energy is that allows you to go forward with something when you don't know what the outcome will be. Ease. Now, what I mean by ease is, let's say, non-struggle. Solidity. Another word might be strength. I'm thinking of the kind of capacity for the mind to be unwavering in certain respects. And the last one we're going to do, I'm just going to use the word home. And what I mean by that is the quality of not looking for anything outside of this, of not needing anywhere to go outside of this.